And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm thankful you've tuned into the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 8, verse number 26. Luke chapter 8, verse number 26. Jesus has told his disciples, let's get in the ship and let's go over to the other side. And so they've got into a ship. The Lord dealt with the storm. The power of the Lord is incredible. And that he tells the winds and the waves to obey him, and they do immediately. And now they're on their way over to Gadara, the land, the country of the Gadarenes, it says. Verse 26 of Luke 8, and they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to the land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode any in any house, but in the tombs. So now Jesus, he said, let's go over here to the other side. You know, Jesus knows about this man. And Jesus knows about the need that this man has. And Jesus says, let's go over there and see. And praise God for the Lord Jesus' interest in sinners. And the sinners that are bound by the Lord. Praise God for his interest in helping and saving sinners. This man is out of his mind. He's been possessed of devils, more than one, for a long time. He doesn't wear any clothes, runs around naked. He doesn't abide in a house, has no job that he does, but he lives out there in the tombs, out there in the grave yard. Verse 28, and when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. Now, no doubt, I trust you've read this account and heard this account preached and taught before and read it yourself before, maybe listened to it possibly in an audio Bible or something like that. But I'll tell you what, I want us to take ourselves from the typical perspective, that of Jesus and this man, and not to take anything at all away from it, but I want us to get over here in the perspective of the apostles. I want to get over here in their sandals. And I want to be looking on at this. You know, these guys still aren't over the fact that Jesus Christ said the wind and the waves to be still, and immediately they were. I mean, they knew, Peter, James, and John, and Andrew, being fishermen and being on Galilee all of their lives, they knew that that boat was about to sink. And not only did the boat not sink, but the Lord calmed the storm, and they had smooth sailing the rest of the way on over to this place. Now they get the boat to land, and Jesus steps out, and this fella comes running to him. He's naked, and they see that he is obviously a wild looking fellow. And he says, he cries out, and he bows down before the Lord. It says he fell down before him. So he's worshiping the Lord Jesus. So whatever his motivation is, whatever's moving him, and we already know in verse that he's possessed a devil. So these devils are within this man, having possessed this man. He falls down before the Lord Jesus. The control of these devils is causing this man to bow down before Jesus. I want you to know that. It's really a shame what the devils know about our Lord more than mankind does. It's sad. It's a sad commentary on us. And so now he falls down before him and with a loud voice and says, what have I to do with thee, Jesus? So he knows his name without him even being told. Thou Son of God. He knows his deity, that he is the Son of God. God the Son in the flesh. He says, you're the Most High, the highest of all. Now, understand the Trinity, God Almighty, and how he is in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One is not above the other. They're co-equal in their one person, yet they're three persons that they are. And you know, we grapple to understand that. We can believe it, and that's what we need to do is believe it. But we grapple with comprehending that. But Jesus has been made the front person of God towards mankind, if you will. So he is Most High. The scripture bears out and tells us plainly that Jesus is the Creator. He's the Creator. He's the Savior. He's the Judge. And so Jesus is the manifestation of God in the flesh. And so rightly so that these demons in this man call him Most High, the Son of God Most High. When we see the throne room of God in the Old Testament scriptures of Brother Isaiah and Brother Ezekiel, Brother Zechariah, Brother John, always the one that is seen is the Son of Man, the Son of God there on the throne. And it's just a marvel. It's just amazing that what our Lord has done and does, has done for us and has to do with us. And these demons know it. These fallen angels, that's what they are, demons, devils. They were and served in the presence of God until the falling of Lucifer. And he brought them. There were a third of the angels that fell with him, we understand from the scripture. They know exactly who he is. These demons say, I beg you, torment me not. I beseech thee, torment me not. Now they speak in the person of the man, but they beg him, don't do anything to us. Don't torment us. You know what? They know that he can. They know that he can. Verse 29. More clarity here. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oft times it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and fetters, and he brake the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. So the locals have tried to control this fella, and evidently he is really a torment to them, and they've bound him up, and when these demons would come upon him and do their work, he would even be able to break these bands. Jesus, when he had seen him, immediately commanded that the demons come out of him, the unclean spirit. And so this appeal is made in verse number 28. Jesus asked him, verse number 30, saying, what is thy name? So he asked the demon. Now, does Jesus not know? Jesus knows. But for the sake of the apostles, I think he is, what's happening here is the power over the elements, over the winds and the waves is kind of, that manifestation is kind of giving way to this wondrous manifestation here. What is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into this man. Now, a legion could be thousands. Now, we understand militarily wise, a legion could be in this day, in the day of our Lord, 6,000 to 12,000 soldiers. Could there have been 6,000 to 12,000 demons in this man? Well, his name is Legion. And they besought him that he would command them to go, command them to go out into the deep. So they're begging him, don't send us into the Sea of Galilee. That's interesting. And there was there an herd of many swine feeding on the mountain, and they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them, and he suffered them. So Jesus says, come out of that man. And they said, don't torment us. Don't torment us. Don't send us into the deep. Send us, if we may, and these demons are asking, if we may we go into those swine. And the Lord said, okay. Now understand that. Between this legion, these many demons, and the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no struggle on the part of our Lord. There's a struggle on the part of these demons, but there's no struggle at all on the part of the Lord. And they ask him, may we go into the swine instead of you casting us into the deep of Galilee? And he says, okay. Then went the devils out of the man, verse 33, and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked. And so they went down in there, and I guess from that they would be released to go on to their next victim. And they that fed them saw what was done, and they fled and went and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what was done. Then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed sitting at the feet of Jesus clothed. Here's the change. These devils, by the direction of the Lord, the allowance of the Lord, were able to go into the swine. The swine ran off into the Sea of Galilee and were choked. They were drowned. And there were men out there keeping those sheep, those hogs, and they went back and told them in the city. And so the city elders, no doubt, and those prominent in the city and those otherwise that heard the news come out to see what happened, because that's a big thing that happened, all those swine. I think that the scripture tells us in other parts in the Gospels that there was maybe 3,000 head. I mean, there was a bunch of swine. And they come out here and they see this man clothed. Either the apostles had some clothes that they gave him, or he had some clothes around there and they put them on him. He's sitting at the feet of Jesus. You know what? Those who are saved want to sit at the feet of Jesus. And this man, saved by the Lord, rescued by the Lord, is sitting at the feet of Jesus clothed. He's also in his right mind. He's not mad anymore. And you know what? These people, rather than rejoicing, they were afraid. They also which saw it told them by what means he that was possessed of the devils was healed. They told how it was done. And so we come to this next verse, verse number 37, which is very sad. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear. And he went up into the ship and returned back again. What a sad thing. This man that they could do nothing with, Jesus has made him solid and sound and whole. This tormenting that these people had of these devils by virtue of them possessing this man, and he keeping them away from the tombs and giving them the trouble, and they'd have to bind him when they had a funeral and all the things that they did and wrangling with him, they're relieved of that now. This man's in his right mind. This man's not going around naked anymore. He's not ashamed to them, but he's in good shape. And the one that did this, the Lord Jesus, they want him to depart. So sad when sinners want the Lord to depart. I pray it's not the case with you, but I pray that it would be the case that you would want the Lord to draw near and that you would draw near to the Lord in repentance and faith. Well, see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Rill Creek.
We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.almstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Almsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.